This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The cavalcade of tech companies going public in this economy continues tomorrow. Pinterest, the social pinning company, I guess is the quick description. It starts trading. Also, the video conferencing platform Zoom, both of them valued in the billions of dollars. But unlike many of its recent unicorn brethren, Zoom is actually profitable as the demand for video meetings continues to grow, which has in turn resulted in it being a somewhat crowded space. You got the biggies, WebEx, GoToMeeting, and Skype, also a handful of smaller companies. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino explains, technology like this is changing, obviously, the way we work and also the way we live and maybe even how we do our hair.
Gone are the days of the crackly speakerphone piping in unintelligible disembodied voices. In many workplaces today, meetings sound more like this.
You are in the meeting now.
Hi, can you hear me?
Although the tech is not without hiccups.
Hold on. Hi, can you hear me now?
Omar Zaki is an old pro at troubleshooting in moments like these. As a product manager at a software company with teams spread around the globe, he works full-time out of his home office in Atlanta, where he takes video calls like this all day.
I think that it allows a certain amount of inclusion with people who aren't there. Using video in addition to the audio side of the conferencing really helped me build my personal brand so that people know who I am. They put a face with the name. They don't just hear the voice. They don't just see the name on the call.
That visual recognition is key, says Catalina Toma, a digital communications professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We also chatted by video.
Nonverbal cues could be successfully used for getting people's attention and engagement, and can facilitate a feeling of closeness and liking and trust, actually.
That fosters better collaboration and puts remote employees on a more even playing field with their peers in the office. Gallup polls show remote work is increasing in the U.S. More than 40% of workers surveyed skip the office at least part of the time. That can have big benefits for employers, like attracting talent that could be based anywhere and saving money on travel. For employees, it can improve productivity and quality of life. No commute, no distractions, time to pick up the kids from school or even catch a wave.
I spent a month in my favorite surf spot, surfing 4 hours a day and putting in a full day of work.
Sarah Schott is a nonprofit consultant who loves to travel. She's based in Seattle. I caught her on video chat during a long weekend in British Columbia. And she sometimes spends weeks working remotely from a Caribbean island where she meets with clients over video.
I was very quickly switching from surfer girl look, putting my hair back in a neat bun, touching up my makeup, because you're only visible from like here up, right?
But not everyone is so camera savvy, says Carol Kinsey Goman, a corporate communication coach who did not want a video chat with me.
I'm in my ponytail and my gym clothes, and I thought, that's just not really the way I want to be seen.
Because she knows how important optics can be. She once coached an executive who conducted an entire video meeting while looking down at his desk.
And literally what people saw was the top of his bald head while he was reading these notes instead of actually looking at people.
Video conference etiquette can vary place to place. Kids or pets walking in, probably okay. Eating your lunch, maybe not. But whether you're presenting well on camera or not, Goman says there's still no substitute for in-person eye contact. Even if you manage not to stare self-consciously at that little image of yourself on screen, which you know you do, camera position makes it tough to keep a natural gaze, it's difficult to read the room, and you're missing out on those spontaneous connections that happen in the hallway between meetings that feed relationships and creativity.
In a 40th of a second, you can create a bond with someone simply by shaking their hand.
And that's something no amount of technology can replicate.
Goodbye.
I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.